You're listening to another Vantage Point program today with George and Rita Gully.
The slogan on the man's shirt said, "Just have faith." It sounded good. That was my first reaction. I guess all of us have faith in someone or something as we go through life. But the important thing is, our faith mustn't be misplaced.
Faith is an important ingredient as we go through life. But what is faith? The Oxford Dictionary says faith is a belief in authority or a belief in religious doctrines, especially as it affects character. And again, Oxford says faith is belief in divine truth without proof.
We all use faith at some time or other. And when it comes to divine truth, an implicit belief in the existence of God, millions embrace this truth. And after all, faith is used by people who believe in God and the truths told us in the Bible, the Word of God.
Throughout the world, people put their faith in so many things. Faith in a new motor car, faith in a doctor, faith in the fact that we'll wake up next morning after a good night's sleep. And we need to have faith in something or someone. We humans use our faith all the time and we do it even without thinking.
The important thing about faith is having the right faith and having it in the most important thing of all, the Word of God. God's Word, the Holy Bible, is our map for life and eternity. It'll never pass away or be superseded, not even in the smallest part. On one occasion when Jesus was praying to his Heavenly Father, he said, "Your word is truth."
Jesus also said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me." Now, what did he mean? He meant that very important word, faith. The Word of God tells us that for our eternal salvation, we must put our faith in the greatest man who ever lived. And that man is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God.
The only way to explain this wonderful truth is to go to God's Word, the Bible. An explanation by a mere man doesn't really help us much at all. We need the Holy Scriptures, and in the fourth book of the New Testament of the Bible, we find the great record of the life of the Lord Jesus Christ and why he came to earth to die.
The Bible tells us that Jesus claimed he is the Son of God. He also said, "I and my Father are one." No, Jesus wasn't claiming deity lightly. He claimed it because he is God, the Son of God. Now, if we want to have our sins forgiven and to be with Christ in eternity, we must come to him in faith and accept him as our personal Saviour.
The Bible tells us to exercise faith, faith in Jesus Christ. The Bible says there is no salvation in any other person, for there is no other name under heaven by which we must be saved. The Bible says Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father but by him.
And the Bible also says God loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That is a life spent with a loving God in eternity.
Right now, by faith, invite Jesus to come into your heart. Confess your sin to him and ask him for his forgiveness. And if you do, you'll find his peace and his joy.
Please write for our free booklet, Ultimate Questions. It's free and postage paid.
We hope you enjoyed the program today. If you'd like to contact us, simply write to George Galley, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. I'll give you that address again. George Galley, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. And thank you for listening.